Mutanabi Street, Baghdad. On a pile of bricks, someone has left a pink plastic flower, a pair of glasses, and a book with crisp white pages. They glowed in the black debris of Mutanabi Street. "This is his shoe," a man cried out. "I bought it for him." It was Friday, 9:06 a.m. The man was slim with peppery hair and square, gray-tinted glasses. He clutched a black chunk of leather melted by the heat. "I bought it for him." He kissed the piece of leather, placed it gently next to the flower, the eyeglasses, and the book. "Come and see it," he yelled, to five men carefully digging through debris. "It's his size." "This is your shoe," he yelled to the pale blue sky. "My son, I bought it for you." The six men, all relatives, were hunting for a teenager's remains. The boy had been shopping for notebooks on Mutanabi Street, named for a 10th century poet. They'd been digging since Wednesday, morning till night. The men stared blankly at the shoe. No one had the heart to speak, so they kept digging. "Don't step so hard," the father said. "Don't harm him."